بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. اضافی و اشعار فضلہ و شیخ ابو الرومی وقت قطب دور حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرکزہ. میری آہ دل کے یہی ہیں منازل، میری آہ دل کے یہی ہیں منازل. پہاڑوں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل، پہاڑوں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل، میری آہ دل کے یہی ہے منازل. پہاڑوں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل، میری آہ دل کے یہی ہے منازل. جنازہ ہوا قبر میں آج داخل، جنازہ ہوا قبر میں آج داخل، ہوئی خاک تن آج مٹی میں شامل. پہاڑوں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل، میری آہ دل کے یہی ہے منازل. تیرا فیض ہے صحبت شیخ کامل، تیرا فیض ہے صحبت شیخ کامل، ہوا سب کا دل ہے ہوا سب کا دل درد نسبت کا حامل. پہاڑوں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل، میری آہ دل کے یہی ہے منازل. نہیں کوئی رہبر ہے راہ جنوں کا، نہیں کوئی رہبر، نہیں کوئی رہبر ہے راہ جنوں کا، مگر سایہ صحبت شیخ کامل. نہیں کوئی رہبر راہ راہ جنوں کا، مگر سایہ صحبت شیخ کامل. پہاڑوں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل، میری آہ دل کے یہی ہے منازل. میرے دوستوں ذکر کی برکتوں سے، میرے دوستوں ذکر کی برکتوں سے، سکینہ ہوا دل پہ ہم سب کے نازل. عجب درد سے کس نے تفسیر کی ہے، عجب درد سے کس نے تفسیر کی ہے، کہ قرآن ہوا آج ہی جیسے نازل، کہ قرآن ہوا آج ہی جیسے نازل. پہاڑوں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل، میری آہ دل کے یہی ہے منازل. خدا شیخ کو میرے رکھے سلامت، آمین. خدا شیخ کو میرے رکھے سلامت، کہ ناقص ہوئے جن کی صحبت سے کامل، کہ ناقص ہوئے جن کی صحبت سے کامل. پہاڑوں کا دامن سمندر مندر مندر کا ساحل، میری آہ دل کے یہی ہے منازل. یہ امید ہے تیرے لطف و کرم سے، یہ امید ہے تیرے لطف و کرم سے، کہ اختر بھی ہو اہل جنت میں شامل، کہ اختر بھی ہو اہل جنت میں شامل. پہاڑوں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل، پہاڑوں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل، میری آہ دل کے یہی ہے منازل، جنازہ ہوا قبر میں آج داخل، ہوئی خاک تن آج مٹی میں شامل، تیرا فیض ہے صحبت شیخ کامل، ہوا سب کا دل درد نسبت کا حامل، پہاڑوں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل، میری آہ دل کے یہی ہے منازل.
الحمدللہ الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين، صدق الله العلي العظيم. This beautiful poem for our dear Sheikh Mawlana Sheikh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayh. میرے آہ دل کے یہی ہے منازل. When a person is crying from the bottom of his heart, in this way a person crosses the stages to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a person, the more he will turn his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cry before Allah ta'ala and engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And more so when a person goes through halat and difficulties in life, or when a person, the taqaza and desire of gunas come in his life, and he forces himself, he goes against his nafs, and that ah which comes out from his heart, the pain which goes through his heart, by means of this, a person crosses the stages to Allah Ta'ala very, very fast. So much so, Hazrat Mullah Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, one kitab he writes, that the benefit of hifazat al-nazar, looking after one's gaze, he says that a person can make hundreds of years of tahajjud, namaz, zikr, tilawat, etc. on one hand. But when a person lowers his gaze and he breaks his heart for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says the amount of qurb and closeness he gets to Allah Ta'ala, he cannot acquire in all of the other zikr and ibadat, etc. So normally we see that ibadat and zikr and all of these things, they are all nafal. But abstaining from haram is farz. And all the nafal actions of one in your life cannot equal to the farz action, because that's compulsory upon a person. So here also, that ah which comes up from a person's heart when a person has to go through difficulty and pain. Hazrat says here, paharo ka daman samandar ka sahil. At the edge of the mountain or at the shore of the ocean, when a person is all alone, and sometimes a person also must take out time to be alone in solitude, and that's sometimes when you get the opportunity to go in a jungle or to go at the mountain, the bottom of the mountain or somewhere by the ocean, and you're sitting all alone there and you're making the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala and you're thinking only of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no noise around you, there's no sounds around you, there's no distractions around you. So this is when a person has a full ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why in the Quran Sharif also Allah Ta'ala nya'atala nya'i wal muzzammil, in the first few ayahs Allah Ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that build up your connection with Allah Ta'ala, and the best time is the last portion of the night. قُمِن لَيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. In the beginning portion of Deen, of Islam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhu commanded either half the night, one third of the night, or two thirds of the night to engage in tahajjud salah. And they used to stand up. And because the Sahaba radiallahu anhu didn't know exactly how much is one third, two thirds, half, sometimes the whole night they used to stand up in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this actually was a training for them. That because in the day you've got a lot of work to do. But Allah Ta'ala said, it's very, very heavy against the nafs, it breaks the nafs. And your words which come out at that time are the most greatest. You can get the full benefit in the heart because you are alone in solitude. At that time there is no disturbance from your wife, there is no disturbance from the children, just you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person takes out that time and he's speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, so automatically the connection is built up. So the Hazrat is saying here also, that sometimes a person gets the opportunity, one is in your house and one is to go out also. You're just alone. And a person is building up his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's crying before Allah ta'ala, mere aahe dil ke yahi hai manazil, the tears which come up from my heart, that ah which I am saying, this is how I will be crossing the stages to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Janaza hua qabr mein aaj dakhil, hui khaak tan aaj mitti mein shamil. Today the janaza has entered into the qabr, and that body which was made of soil, today it has come into soil. Minna khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa minna nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. From the sand Allah Ta'ala created us, and from there Allah will return us, and on the day of Qiyamah we will come out from there. So this whole world, another place Hazrat mentions in the kitab, that he says everything in this world is sand, and you are made of sand. So if you sacrifice your body of sand on sand, it will equal to sand. If you sacrifice your body on that being who created sand. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave you a heart. When you will connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will become valuable. But if you value, you put yourself, your value with sand, and you join your heart with sand, and your love is with sand, then sand plus sand is equal to sand. You will come with nothing, whether it's your money, whether it's your houses, whether it's your businesses, whether it's a beautiful woman of the world, whether it is palaces and mansions, whatever money it is, these are all sand, and they will all turn back into sand. So Hazrat says that today, the janazah took place, and it has entered into the qabr, that woman who was the woman of the day, the Miss World, Miss Universe. But today you go run after her, look at her, where she's in the qabr now. No one wants to look at her. It was just a deception, outward deception. Outwardly it looked very, very beautiful. But what was the first and dirt behind it? Hazrat Mawlana Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sa'ad Al Barakatum quotes the story of Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah very often, that is one person. He had got married and he was 25, 26 years old. And every day he was passing water in the bed. The wife saw Mickey number one in the bed. The wife saw this, she was shocked. She said, "What is this?" He said, "Every night I have a dream. In the dream I go on a long walk. And Shaitan takes me, my friend. He comes and he takes me for a long walk. And eventually he takes me to an ultra modern, very, very hygienic, very, very smart toilet. And I sit there and I relieve myself. I wake up in the morning, I find my whole bed is messed." Wife says, "You're such a stupid fool. Shaitan is such a good friend of yours. Why are you never telling me he's the leader of the jinnat? He must go and arrange for us with all the gold, the silver, the diamonds. Yeah, a very good idea. I'll ask him. Right idea." So the next day when Shaitan came in his dream, he asked him. Shaitan said, "Hey, why you never tell me before?" He takes him. So he takes him to one very, very smart treasure box. It's so heavy that man tries to lift it up once, twice, thrice. The third time, his number two comes out. Now he wakes up next morning, he sees, "No, there's no gold there, there's no silver there, there's only number two." His wife says, "What's this?" He explained to her, she said, "Please go back to what you were doing first. That is much better." So there are different lessons from this incident. But the one lesson which also a person can take out is that we are sleeping in this world. And we are seeing things in a certain way. And nasu niyamun, people are sleeping. فَإِذَا مَاتُوا إِنْتَبَهُ. When they die, they will wake up, their eyes will open up, they will see realities. So you, outwardly you saw that gold and that silver and all the beautiful things. But when you open your eyes in the morning, what you found there? Stool and excreta. You found it filth and dirt. So many things in this world outwardly are very, very smart, very, very beautiful. When a person goes there, maybe he even gets it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُرْنَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُرْنَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. You stole that inheritance money from their child and you ate it in their stomach. It was very, very tasty and enjoyable. But Allah Ta'ala says the reality you are eating fire only in your stomach. So outwardly you saw it as something beautiful, you enjoyed it. But in reality it was fire. When your eyes open up, you will see the fire hitting you. And Allah protect us, give us tawfiq to make tawbah before that. It mustn't happen later on, only we open our eyes there. And that's what Allah Ta'ala must give us tawfiq to make tawbah, to change our lives. So it doesn't happen on the day of Qiyamah, we wake up, then we find all of these problems. So Allah says all of these things are going in the sand. Don't put your heart in them, don't waste your time in all of these things. Tera faiz hai, sohbat-e shaykh kamil, hua sab ka dil, dard-e nisbat ka hamil. It is through the barakah and the bad blessings of staying in the company of a shaykh kamil that every single person's heart, who they sat there with ikhlas and sincerity, they also got the dard-e nisbat ka hamil. They started bearing the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this path to get the love of Allah ta'ala cannot come through kitab. It can only come through sohbat. And through sohbat of the mashayikh, the buzrugani deen, those who are shaykh kamil, sitting in their company, then inshallah a person will get that, the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we had mentioned many, many times before, regarding our Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahab, that normally in front of Hazrat we don't say anything, Hazrat at the moment he doesn't like that the murid must praise him, or they must say anything of his level of tawazu and humility. And also Hazrat, a few weeks ago he said, "I must tell the brothers, did not want to say in front of him that he dislikes when he stands up and he goes, people make lines and they're meeting him. See, if somebody has to meet him, come and meet him in front. But don't make that line. He dislikes that walking through lines because it creates in a person also that a person can feel that greatness comes into a person or whatever." So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as well as his habit also, he never used to like people to walk in front of him, behind him. He used to like to walk some in front, some in the back. So he doesn't get that. It's high level of tawazu and humility. So Hazrat said the same thing. So I remember many, many years ago when we went to Karachi, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat was at that time in bed. He wasn't well at all. In that 3 months or so, Allah gave us tawfiq to stay there. Hazrat never made any, besides one safar he made, and that was to Mufti Rashid Ludwani Rahmatullah Alayh Madrasa. He had a bayan there, so he managed to go. and there was some other jalsa he was supposed to go, but he was sick. Again, he was cancelled last minute. But during that time, there used to be all the Hazrat Khulafa used to come from throughout the world. They used to give bayan in the masjid. So there was one Ali from Bangladesh, or from Pakistan. He was very close to Hazrat Wala. So when his bayan took place in the masjid, there was one bayan Hazrat came for, he sat in the bayan in the masjid. Another one was when Hazrat Mullah Abdul Hamid Ram Barakatun came, then also he made sure he came into the masjid. And then he sang some ash'ar at that time. And he said that even something that now, because my beloved is here, I'm singing these poems, that even Mirtab, he doesn't even know these things which I've got in my heart. He said, there are many secrets which I've got in my heart, I'm only telling it today. And then he told Hazrat Mullah Abdul Hamid, you must go to my madrasa, and you must go address the students. And then he said, but if you're going, I'm also coming with you. So in the thickness of his, he made sure that he made arrangements. It was Sunday morning, I think, and the whole kafla, how many cars, they all went to the madrasa, and Hazrat himself came for the bayan. And then normally we have like somebody address introducing the speaker. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib himself, rahmatullah, addressed Hazrat, and he said that this is my Khalifa from South Africa. He's come here, and I want you to listen to his bayan and pay attention to him. And he said that don't let his simplicity deceive you. Don't let his simplicity deceive you. So when the Mashayikh gives so much of praise for their murid, and then the other Khulafa of Hazrat used to mention there, the other murid, that they were making khidmat of Hazrat Mullah Shah Hakim Muhammad Asad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. They say that Hazrat Mullah Abdul Hamid Sahib is very fortunate. There are three people who Hazrat makes dua for every day in Tahajjud time. Hazrat Mullah Abdul Hamid Sahib, Namun Barakatuhum, Hazrat Mullah Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and there was one Murana, I think Abdul, somebody from Bangladesh. Hazrat is very, very close to Hazrat. Murana? Abdul? Abdul Mateen, ji, Jazakallah. Murana Abdul Mateen. So he said, Hazrat is always making dua for these people. And then one day they told us also, they said that Hazrat mentioned that, oh, few people of Pakistan, that Allah has given me, I've got a lot of treasures in my heart. But you people are not taking them. The other people from other countries have come and taken them. And he said, first in Murana Abdul Hamid Sahib, he's come and taken whatever I've got in my heart. And then number two, he said somebody else, and number three, somebody else. So Murana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahman was there, so maybe Murana Abdul Mateen. But he put Hazrat's name first. So Allah gives myself first. I'm saying this here. Allah gave us tawfiq to make qadr. When the mashayikh are around, we don't take qadr, we don't take value. And when they leave the world, then we say, what a great sheikh we had. But then myself also, how much of benefit have we really taken? So Allah gave us tawfiq and ability that we take full benefit from our mashayikh. So Hazrat says here, nahi hai koi rehbar hai raaye junoon ka, magar taaye sohbate sheikh kamil. In this path of madness, the path of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is called the path of madness. There is no other rehbar, there is no other guide, but the shadow of the company of a Shaykh Kamil. Staying in his company, in his sohbat, but this is the only rehbar and guide in this path of madness, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those people who try to go on this path alone, they completely destroy themselves. I remember there was one kitab I was reading once many years ago, by Mawlana Qamru Zaman Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, he mentioned that there was one person, he was going through a series of suluk. So he reached one stage in suluk, which was very, very difficult. It took him about 2 years to cross the stage. So then they went to the sheikh of the time and they told the sheikh that this person took him 2 years and he crossed the stage. He said, yeah, alhamdulillah, by the fadl of Allah Ta'ala, we've got people in 1 hour they crossed the stage. Because the sohbat of the mashayikh. So they crossed the stages in 1 hour. And that person took him 2 years to reach the stage. When the person is trying himself, it's taking very, very long and many times he makes mistakes. But in the sohbat of Huzur Ghanidin, Allah Ta'ala makes the person grow very fast. And Hazrat Mullah Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, it's like an aeroplane. The person is doing a journey, he's making a lot of effort, he's walking. So fast he's walking, for 10 hours, 20 hours, 1 year he's walking. But that aeroplane in 1 hour, it'll take him maybe the whole year to walk that amount, how much the plane can move in 1 or 2 hours. So those who got the sawbat of mashayikh, they are like an aeroplane, they are moving, tamo jet. They are flying to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Another person is making so much of mujahada and sacrifice. But obviously he will not reach it. It doesn't mean now a person who is in the Damojat, he mustn't make effort. Definitely you have to make effort. Sitting in the company of the Buzurgan, he will create in that person that courage and that ability to increase, to better himself. Allah give us tawfiq. So this is the path. Mere dosto zikr ki barkaton se sakina hua dil pe hum sab ke nazil. Oh my friends, through the barakat and blessings of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sakina and peace of mind has descended on the hearts of every single one of us. That Hazrat mentions, Hazrat Mullah Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah's kitab, Shkol Ma'rifat, after a few pages, that many, many people try to satisfy their nafs by guna and sin. And he said guna and sin, They can never make a person happy. He says it is trying to stop your desires by adding by sin. It's like actually taking, you got your stool and you're taking, trying to clean it with urine. It's only making that thing more filthy. Or a person is extremely thirsty. So he takes water, but it's salt water, ocean water, and he drinks. So what will happen to his thirst? His thirst will only increase. Maybe for a short while you feel a bit nice when the water is going down. But after 2 minutes to 3 minutes, the thirst increases. So any guna and sin which a person, and today the gunas and sins are very, very common. For example, a person looking at woman. Outwardly it seems very, very nice. And a person says, I know it's wrong. Last time, after this, inshallah, I won't look again. That's where shaitan has got him. The minute he looks, now the taqaza and desire become stronger in a person. Now he's more in a person. Now his desire to look will increase more. Last film of my life, I get out of the TV after this Ramadan. The TV will never go out of the house. If you say, today I'm going to do it, with that himmat and courage within a person. Last time, in a few moments, inshallah, then I'm going to stop after that. Last match, I just have to watch this one match. So it will never ever come to an end. As each taqaza and desire a person fulfills, the taqazas and desires become stronger and stronger and stronger. And this world is not a place where a person can fulfill his desires. لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Whatever they desire is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your desires can be fulfilled only in akhirat. In this dunya is a place of necessity. A person has to learn to control his desires. And he cannot fulfill every desire of his. The more we try to fulfill desires, the more the desires increase in a person. So whether it's any guna and sin, today with a cell phone, a person is sitting on a cell phone, even in halal things, when the desire comes, I must read this message, then the next message, then the next message, then the next message. And the person, one person's phone, I saw the 2,500 and something WhatsApp messages. I said, by the way, you get the time to read so much messages? He said, no, I don't read through, I just fast through them, I don't even read, whatever. But now, a lot of times, a person waits 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours on the internet. The desire comes, let me just see this, let me just go on this website, let me go on this website. Before a person knows it, 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, good things also. But no, a person doesn't get time for ibadah then, his own actions of worship, because a person is going into these things. Talking is another action which a person just falls into. Like it was Tawfiq this weekend on day of Jumu'ah, we met Mona Abdul Razak, Dr. Abdul Razak, Skander. So he was sitting, he gave us some nasihat and advices, and maybe somebody will take benefit. He, one point he mentioned there was one alim was very, very sick. He said, does it make dua, I'm sick? So he said, no, the mashayikh have always mentioned that for people who are sick, they must read Durood Sharif 3 times. And then Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Join the meme and Alhamdulillah join together. And 7 times you read like that. 7 times. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Until the ending. And then you read, so 7 times. And then you read Durood Sharif 3 times again. And then you blow on your hands and whichever part of the body is sore, and you rub on that part. And then you blow in water and throughout the day you continue drinking from that water. So I said, is it only for this sickness here? He said, no, generally for all sickness. And the Mashayikh found a lot of benefit. It's not a hadith or anything, but the Surah Fatiha is called Surah Shifa. He said, many people have got a lot of benefit by reading this here. And then he mentioned some other nasihat. Then there was another Mufti there, Mufti Shahid, Salam Barakatum, who was a Khalifa of Abdul Hafiz Makitab, Rahmatullah Ali. So when we were leaving, you just made salam to him. So he said, you know what, let me tell you something. Like it was Tawbi to make Amal, and he said he must spread this message to others also and encourage one another. This way, inshallah, it will come common. He says that today, a lot of good actions are doing. People are doing, mashallah, they're performing salah. And this. He says, but still, most of the people are bankrupt. He says, you know the hadith of bankrupt, who is a bankrupt person? The person will come with so much of Amal on the day of Qiyamah. So he says that today, generally, most of us, ghibat, every gathering of ours is called ghibat and backbiting. We are speaking about other people. He says, make a pact with the others. Inshallah, I won't speak about anybody. In my gathering, we only speak good. Speak about good things. We only speak about the good qualities of people. And you say, when you go home, also tell your family members also. That we must try, we mustn't speak. You say, I spent 25 years with Munabdul Hafiz Makitab. And not once in the 25 years I ever heard him speaking once about any person there. You say, there were many people who accused him of many, many things. You say, they accused him, he's a CIA agent, he's an American agent, and many, many things they told. You say, I never ever saw Murana answering anybody also. He should just keep quiet, he should just listen to them. And once he ever answered anybody, he said, I saw this quality in him. May Allah give us tawfiq. He said, so try to encourage one another. Don't make ghibah, don't backbite. And he said, normally this is at home also, it happens more common, discussing this person, that person. It's obviously, there are certain occasions where they have permissibility. But generally, a person, we cannot keep that confined. And a person falls into ghibah. Now he's speaking evil about people. And he says, the other thing is kina, malice. It's rid of our hearts of this day. He says our hearts are filthy today and very, very dirty. How are we going to face Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? So he said that the people, it's a natural quality which comes in people. You get enmity for somebody, you get jealousy for somebody. So the ilaj is very, very simple. Start making dua for that person, take a hadiah for that person, speak good about him. And then inshallah that thing will come out, and it's first and that will come out. And then he mentioned that hadith, famous hadith, that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw one sahabi walking past, he had just made wuzu, the water was dripping, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is a man of Jannah. So sahaba radiallahu anhu was surprised. Second day again he walked past, again he said, this is a man of Jannah. They looked again, he sees the same person, and most likely the third day also. So one sahabi said, I must find out what is this action this man is doing, that Allah has made him, that he's, I mean, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given him already glad tidings of Jannah in this world. So he went to him and said, you know, there's something happening at home. I would like to stay with you for a few days. No problem. He stayed with him. He thought he'd be setting up the whole night in ibadat, etc. Nothing at all. Just before Fajr namaz, he woke up. He had 2 rakats, 4 rakats of Tahajjud namaz. He went for Fajr. The whole day he was working in his shop, business. He came back at night. Normal ibadat, like all the other people in the world, I saw nothing like something very special. So one day, 2 days, 3 days passed. So after 3 days, I started going away. I took permission. I said, you know, I'm leaving you, but Nabi, actually, why I stayed by you wasn't because I had some problem at home. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this word here. So I wanted to see what action you are doing that you got such a high maqam and status. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already declared you are a person of Jannah. So he said, what exactly what you see, that's what I do. I do nothing extra. I make my tilawat of Quran, my little bit zikr every day, but nothing like out of the world. So anyhow, he turned to go, and then the person called him back. And the person said, you know, there's one quality that I don't go to sleep at night with malice and enmity for anybody in my heart. I always keep my heart clean. If something happened, I made that person mark. I make my heart clean before I go to sleep at night. So I've got no enmity or hatred for any single person. So the Sahabi said that this is the quality. That already Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave you clear tidings of Jannah. So may Allah give us tawfiq also. The dua of the Quran. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِّلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَءُوفٌ رَّحِيمٌ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا أَوْ أَلَّا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا أَنِي غِلْ أَنِي أَنْمَتِي هَيْتَرَدْ مَلَدْ for the people of Iman. So Maulana mentioned these 2 points. He said, tell us, also to say that we try to remove this malice and try to remove this backbiting. This is destroying us. So all of these gunas and sins, when a person is engaged in them, then the desire comes more and more and more, and then a person's heart is uneasy. So they're making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing, you say, nara shahwat, the only thing we can put off the light, the fire of shahwat and desire, is the nur of Rahman, the nur of Allah Ta'ala, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will extinguish it. So the more zikr of Allah Ta'ala we are making, positive zikr also and negative zikr. Negative zikr abstaining from guna. And positive zikr, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. By this year, sukoon will come into our hearts. Khuda shaykh ku mere rakhiya salamat, oh Allah Ta'ala, keep my shaykh in good health. Ke naqis huye unki sohbat se kamil. People were completely useless, they became kamil, they became perfect in his sohbat and his company. You all know, all of us here, I mean, every one of us, alhamdulillah, some changes have come into our lives by sitting in the company of Hazrat Munasha, Abdul Hamid Sabdam wa Barakatum, and we're still very, very far away. But what changes have come into our lives? You all know our condition. So this is the benefit of sitting in the sohbat of the kamilin, the awliya Allah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So automatically you will make dua for them. In Jalalain it's mentioned, that Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ بِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah says you must worship Allah only, and you must make ihsan towards your parents. Be kind towards your parents. So Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahmatullah alayhi in the Hashayat mentioned there, that he says that like how a person worships Allah Ta'ala 5 times a day. That's the minimum. So he says minimum 5 times a day a person must at least make dua for his parents. Minimum 5 times a day a person must make dua for his parents. And the dua of the Quran is, رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. So it's our duty and responsibility to make dua for our parents. And Hazrat Ami rahmatullahi in Bayan al-Quran and in Hash, in the footnote he wrote there, that this is also for one's spiritual parents, for one's asatidah also, for one's mashayikh. We should try to make dua for them. This is why we find, like when we were smaller, in namaz, we were taught at the end of namaz, Allahumma ghfirli wa li walidayya wa li ustadi. See, we make dua for our parents, because you read in namaz, the right of Allah Ta'ala, and together with that, what the mashayikh had mentioned, that you must make dua for your parents and you must make dua for your ustad. So if you know the other dua, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi, read that dua also, and read this dua also, yeah. Because Allah Mashtami may mention, actually this is the most superior dua to read in your attahiyat. So Allahumma khfili wa li walidayya wa li ustadi. So we should try to read this dua, so we are remembering our parents, we are remembering our ustad, and wa li mashai, wa li shaykhi. See, Allahumma khfili wa li walidayya wa li ustadi. If you have the plural of, you've got many ustad, wa li atatidatina. ولي أتا تيدتنا ونا أولا وأستاذ ولي شيخي ولي جميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. So in this way daily we are making dua for our mashayikh, we are making dua for our ustadhs, we are making dua for our parents. So Hazrat says yeah, make dua for him. یہ امید ہے تیرے لطف و کرم سے کہ اختر بھی ہوا اہل جنت میں شامل. Oh Allah Ta'ala, through your kindness and your grace, we've got this hope. Hazrat says about himself that he will be included amongst the people of Jannah, because we are not worthy of anything. Our ibadat is not worth anything at all. We've got no guarantee on that, but we have got hope in the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that Allah will include us amongst the people of Jannah. Even Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, even I need the mercy and the fadl of Allah Ta'ala. Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked, they were shocked, like, even you, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even me, I cannot get saved. Because Nabi said in the hadith, none of you can be saved because of his, only because of his action. So Sahaba said, not even you, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, not even me. Illa aytahammadani Allahu bi rahmati min wa fadlin. Unless Allah Ta'ala covers me up with his mercy and his graces. So if the Nabi of Allah needs the death, so what to a greater extent, every one of us. So we cannot get pride and arrogance in our actions of ibadat. A person must also always be humble. And regarding this point, inshallah, we will let's read from Hazrat Kitab about the ujab or kibar, the ilaj and the cure for pride. Let Allah remove it from all of us. And ulama say it takes very, very long time for this pride to come out from a person. This, because of this pride, all these other sicknesses come, example, backbiting, anger comes in a person also. There are certain times when anger is not because of pride, but that's not in ours generally, is because of our pride and our arrogance. Allah forgive myself first and all of us. He removes this quality from us. So Hazrat says that ujab means apni nazar mein apne aap ko achha samajna, that you regard yourself as good. I'm a good person, I'm a pious person, I come khanka every week, I'm a very, very good person. And so we don't regard others as low, but now we regard ourselves, hey, now I'm getting good, now hey, I'm giving bayan, so now I'm okay now. Now I have to tell other people, because they must change their lives, they must correct themselves. But alhamdulillah, me, I'm okay now. So the minute a person regards himself as somebody, the time he starts falling in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And kibar, apne aap ko bara samajna, to regard yourself as great, this is pride. Or dusro ko bhi hakir samajna. And to regard others as low. Or haq baat ko kabul na karna. And not to accept the truth. If a person does not regard himself as great, he doesn't regard others as low, and he accepts the truth, to ye dholat aur saltanat aur shandar libaas ke baawujood takabbur mein mubtala nahi hai. Then despite having wealth, despite being a king and having very, very smart clothing, this person will not be involved in takabbur and pride. So a person must accept the truth. Whenever he has the truth, accept it. And a person must never look down upon other people and never look at himself as somebody great. So these qualities have to come into a person. In Kamalat Ashrafiya, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali says کہ بندہ جس وقت اپنے آپ کو اچھا سمجھتا ہے اس وقت اللہ تعالیٰ کی نظر میں برا اور حقیر ہوتا ہے. As soon as a bandha and servant regards himself as good, at the same time in the sight of Allah Ta'ala he becomes low. اور جب اپنی نظر میں حقیر اور برا ہوتا ہے, and when a person regards himself as very, very low, اپنی نظر میں, in his eyes, not on his tongue. This is also a deception which many of our buzurg have mentioned. Many times a person says, yeah, I am nothing at all, میں کچھ نہیں ہوں. And the reason for this is because of pride also. So the people will say, Masha, you got so much of tawazu, you're such a humble person. So because of that now, the person feels also, hey, I'm a very humble person, these people are regarding me. But actually his pride is increasing because of that. So how enough plays with a person? So outwardly a person is showing himself to be humble. So it's not to show oneself to be humble. Humility means to regard oneself, to have the yaqeen within oneself, that I'm nothing at all. May Allah give us the reality of through the barakat of these majalis. So he says, when a person regards himself as low, تو اللہ کی نظر میں بلا اور اچھا ہوتا ہے. Then he is great in the sight of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی. عجب اور کبر کی بیماری بے وقوف اور بے عقل لوگوں کو ہوتی ہے. The only people who get the sickness is stupid people and foolish people. It's of pride and vanity. One girl, رخصتی کے وقت, at the time she got married, she was leaving a house. So all her friends came, نے خوب زیور اور اچھے کپروں سے سجایا کر کہا. They beautified her with smart clothing. And they said to her, بہن تم کو مبارک ہو, کہ بہت اچھی معلوم ہو رہی ہے. My sister, very, very blessed that you look so pretty and so smart. وہ رونے لگی کہ نہ معلوم شوہر کی نظر میں میرے یہ حسن قبول ہوگا یا نہیں. She started crying. And she said, I do not know in the sight of my husband whether I'll be beautiful or not, whether he will accept me or not. میرے حسن کا فیصلہ شوہر کے ہاتھ میں ہے. The decision of my being beautiful or not lies in the hands of my husband. تمہارے ہاتھ میں نہیں, not in your hands. گزارا تو شوہر کے ساتھ ہے, آئی لو مائی ریسٹ آف مائی لائف از مائی ہسبینڈ, اسی کی نظر کا فیصلہ اصل فیصلہ ہے. ایکچوئل ڈیسیشن از وٹ ہی سیز از وٹ ہی فیلز. اس لڑکی سے بھی اس کی عقل خراب ہے جو اپنے مالک کے فیصلے سے قبل دنیا میں خود کو اچھا سمجھ رہا ہے. موسٹ سپر اینڈ فولش دیٹ پرسن عقل از کمپلیٹلی یوز لیس. دیٹ پرسن بفور دا ڈیسیجن آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ ان دس ورلڈ آلریڈی ہی از ریگارڈنگ ہمسیلف از گڈ. آئی ایم سمبڈی پائس. اور چند انسانوں کی تعریف سے بے وقوف ہو گیا. And a few people come and praise him. They say a little bit good about him. And suddenly now he becomes very, very, his head becomes very, very blown up. As our Hazrat says, when a person becomes pious, a little bit pious, and he puts on a topi. And he becomes a bit more pious, and he puts on an amama. So one reason can be now his head is blowing up. So first he puts on a topi. Then he sees my head getting too big, so he puts on an amama, out tight. So his head mustn't blow out of proportion. See, this is just a latifa, resistant to your amama also. But a person now, just a few praises of people, and he forgets his whole life. It's coming now, as it mentions here, that his whole life, tajruba and experience of what a rotten person he is, he forgets that. But now he hears a few praises of people, and suddenly he becomes so big. It is that when the day of Qiyamah, the decision is still pending, which is the actual decision, so then a person cannot regard himself as great. Usse qabal apne ko achcha samajhna aur bara samajhna, انتہائی بے عقلی اور بے وقوفی ہے. بفور دیٹ ٹو ریگارڈ ون سیلف از پائس اینڈ گڈ از دا ہائٹ آف اسٹوپیڈیٹی اینڈ فولشنس. سید سلیمان ندوی رحمۃ اللہ نے کیا عمدہ شعر کہا ہے, بڑے بیوٹیفل فارم. علامہ سید سلیمان ندوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سید, ہم ایسے رہے یا کہ وہی سے رہے, وہاں دیکھنا ہے کہ کیسے رہے. ان دس ورلڈ وی لو ان ڈفرنٹ کنڈیشنز, وی پاس تھرو سم لائف لائک دیٹ, وی لو لائک دیٹ, بٹ دی ایکچوئل تھنگ از آن دا ڈے آف قیامت ٹو سی ہاؤ ا پرسن لو. ونس حضرت مولانا شاہ کی محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, دیوار خان حفیظ خلیفہ مولانا بائی فیروز میمن, ویری ویری فائز پرسن ماشاء اللہ, پرسن ود عجیب صفات اینڈ کوالٹیز. سو سم بڈی ہیڈ اے ڈریم آف ہیم ون ڈے, اینڈ آئی ڈونٹ نو اف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم گیو سلامز ٹو ہیم اور سم تھنگ ویری 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 لائک ا ویری گڈ ڈریم ریگارڈنگ ہیم. سو دی وین اینڈ ٹولڈ حضرت مولانا شاہ کی محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, حضرت گون ٹیل ڈاکٹر فیروز میمن, اینڈ کم ٹیل می واٹ ہی سیز. سو دی منٹ دی پرسن ٹولڈ ہیم, امیڈیٹلی ہی سینگ دس پوم, ہم ایسے رہے یا کہ ویسے رہے, وہاں دیکھنا ہے کہ کیسے رہے. In this world, I mustn't get affected by all of these praises and all of these good dreams or whatever. My actual decision will be on the day of Qiyamah, we'll see how Allah Ta'ala will deal with me. So the Hadith was very, very happy with the answer he had given. So that's the reality must come. And this is actually a part of our Ma'amulat. Every day we're supposed to be saying this, these words. Eventually, after a long time, this reality will come into a person's heart. That I'm nothing at all. My actual decision will be made on the day of Qiyamah. So no matter how much people can praise you, but at that moment, our Hadith has taught us, just close your eyes and think of your faults. Think of one of your faults. Think of one of your weaknesses. If one hole has to open up in your body, what will happen? Recently, there was one person who wasn't well at all. So he did an operation. So my younger brother used to go and put on the bandage for him. So the one day, we were at home in Heidelberg. So he said, come to put on the bandage. He said, something happened. Something opened up. So we went to the house. I didn't go. My two brothers went. And they were shocked. What happened actually was, something opened up in his body. So the number two was coming out. It was on his whole stomach. So the thing, my younger brother was cleaning that. I think that you made your tenet by means of that. Because it's not easy. See, the smell, the whole room was stinking. And that number two was coming out. There was no other, it was a blockage. He's supposed to be having a bag. So something happened to the bag. So the number two started coming out from the stomach. Came onto his coming out, and his whole stomach was messed and filled with dirt. So we're just thinking after that, then imagine if one hole in our body opens up and that fill comes out, who will stay by us? Everyone will run away from us. That's napaki, that excreta and stool, which is not as bad as the gunas and sins which are there. If the reality of our gunas and sins have to come out, then no one will ever sit by us, no one will ever talk to us, no one will ever be near us also. Allah has made satari. Allah is hiding our faults, and every one of us knows our faults, our weaknesses. Allah give us tawfiq. So how can a person regard himself as great? A person who regards himself as great because of the praises of people, his example is that person. That one person, he had a horse, and he got so tired of his horse. For years the horse was troubling him. So he decided now to sell the horse. So he goes to the dallal, the auctioneer, and he says, please sell this. So the auctioneer went to the bazaar, the marketplace, and he started praising the horse one way, all lies also. And people heard it. Us bewakuf ne kaha. This foolish person said, ke jab usme ye khubiya hai, تو ہم نہیں فروغ کرتے ہیں. حالانکہ تمام عمر اس گورے کی خباثت اور شرارت کا تجربہ بھول گیا. یہ فور دی ہول لائف تجربہ اینڈ ایکسپیرینس آف دی ایول آف دی ہارس ہاؤ فلتی یوز لیس دی تھنگ واز ان ٹرولنگ سو مچ ون سیکنڈ جسٹ ا فیو پریزز ہی فورگٹ ایوری تھنگ. وی نو آور سیلف وی کانٹ ویک اپ فار فجر نماز. ناؤ ون ڈے ون ٹو ویکس وی ویک اپ فار تہجد نماز and now somebody saw us and is praising us. We forget our whole life, how many fajrs were, when qada, we forget all of the day. But now suddenly we such a pious person. So this is our condition. Famous Arabic poem, as Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali quotes, سَلَّ الْحَائِكُ رَكْعَتَيْنِ وَانْتَذَرَ الْوَحْيَ. The haik is a weaver, very low person. He did two rakats extra nafal namaz one day, and now he's waiting for wahi to come down. I'm such a pious person now, where is wahi is coming down? Revelation. So he says he forgets his whole life experience. سملن یہ پرسن جو مدت تو اپنے نفس کی شرارت اور معاشی سے واقف ہے, کسی کی تعریف سے اس کا اپنے لائق نالائق نفس کو لائق سمجھنا نہایت درجہ کا گداپن اور حماقت ہے. That person after experiencing is the evil of his nafs and the gunas is getting involved. Now for a few praises of people, and now he regards himself as very very pious, and this person is a fool, is a big donkey, and is a foolish person. اجبر کبر کی بیماری سے انسان حق تعالی شانہ کی رحمت سے محروم کر دیا جاتا ہے. A person is deprived of the mercy of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی because of pride and arrogance. اپنی ہر صفت کو یعنی علم اور دولت اور حسن اور جمال یا صحت کو حق تعالی شانہ کا عطیہ سمجھنا چاہیے. Every quality which you have got, whatever Allah has given to you, whether it's knowledge, whether it's wealth, whether it's beauty, good health, regard it as a favor of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی. And never ever regard it your own ذاتی کمال, your own perfection. اور اس کو اپنی ذاتی صفت سمجھ کر اس پر نظر کرنا, to regard it as your own perfection, ایسا ہے جیسے کوئی عاشق اپنے محبوب کے سامنے ایک آئینہ نکال کر اپنے ہی آنکھ ناک دیکھ رہا ہو. In front of your beloved, you're getting married, you take out on mirror, you're looking at yourself, and now you're admiring yourself. You're supposed to be in love with her, not with the mirror, and looking at yourself. And she is a stupid person, a foolish person. So similarly, that person, that عاشق, his mahbub will give him one kick and chase him away from there. He won't want to look at that person. So you're looking at yourself in the mirror. So we are in front of Allah's billions of ni'mat and bounties, and you look, oh, I am somebody great. That is why as I say, ujabar kibar ka maraz, the sickness of pride and vanity destroys a person in dunya and akhirat. In the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. A person who humbles himself for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will give that person honor and respect. In the eyes of the creation, he will be very, in his own eyes, he will be very, very low. But in the eyes of the makhluk and creation, he will be very, very honorable. And the person who regards himself as big, then Allah Ta'ala disgraces that person. In the eyes of people, he will be very, very low, even though he regards himself as very, very great. So much so, in the eyes of the makhluk and creation, he will be worse than a swine also and a dog also. He will be lower than them. They won't have any regard for that person. Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi, rahmatullahi alayhi, he used to mention this one ilaj, and he says that what this is, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu mentioned this, that after any amal of a person, any action you do two actions, inshallah you'll break the back of shaitan. And he says that two actions is shukr and istighfar. Shukr and istighfar, you make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, you thank Allah Ta'ala for the bounty, so by shukr your person will be saved. You got my own kamal and perfection, you'll get saved from pride. And istighfar, a person also, he also gets saved from pride. Astaghfirullah, ya Allah, make me maaf. So he doesn't get pride. He understands I've got weaknesses in that action. You make istighfar, and then you make shukr, and another benefit of shukr is, Allah will increase you in that bounty. Allah will give you more of that bounty. And also a person won't lose hope if that action is not very good. He won't become depressed. I haven't done it. It's Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me tawfiq at least to do so much. So the shukr and istighfar, it's a very, very easy action. And our many continuously tells us so many times about shukr. These are very, very powerful things. Just by shukr and istighfar, Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi rahmatullah alayhi wa sallam, Mufti Taqi Usmani and Mufti Rafi Usmani sahab, ta'ala barakatuhum, said today people cannot make mujahada like the past zamanas. So they say, I'm giving you some easy ilajas. You just do these two easy actions, istighfar whenever you make a guna, whenever you say some good action, you make shukr, thank Allah Ta'ala. For the future you say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Allah must protect us. Whenever any calamities come, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Just these four few azkars you make continuously, so you become a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, in the past zamanas, people made a lot of mujahada and sacrifice. Today the people have become very, very weak. In simple actions a person does, he will reach Allah ta'ala. So So the shukr and istighfar is such an easy action. Now we came for majlis. After the majlis, all of us just make shukr. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Astaghfirullah, never fulfill the haqq of it. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Start off with a three. And inshallah, every action our namaz we read, make tilawat of Quran, do this here. And slowly a person will see how much he benefits by means of the day. Coming to the ending, Hazrat mentions here that this hadith was in Bihaqi, Shu'abul Iman. It says one ilaj of kibar from Mirqat. He says, when a person sees somebody bigger than him in age, then you must say, he is better than me. Because he did more actions of goodness in his life. He read more namazes. So I read Farz namaz for 5 years or 10 years, but he read for 40 years Farz namaz. So he did more actions, good actions than me. So definitely he is better than me. And his iman is longer. He got iman longer than mine. Because he accepted iman. He was born as a mu'min. So he's 60 years old. So he got 60 years of iman. I only got 20 years of iman or 30 years of iman. So he got more ma'rifat and iman than me. And you see somebody who is smaller than you, you say he is better than me. لِأَنَّهُ أَقَلُّ مَعَسِيَةً. Because he made less gunas in his life than me. I made much more gunas because I got much more years. So every day I made gunas. He made gunas only for 10 years. I made gunas for 20 years. So in this way also will save a person from pride. He won't regard himself as bigger than somebody bigger than him or somebody that's smaller than him. Yeah, like give myself firstly. As I say, easy to talk always. But then the reality must come into a person. If we speak about these things so that we first start realizing it, if we haven't got these qualities, and slowly a person brings these qualities into his life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah.